Look, Jimmy, what month is this?
This is August, and we're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, even if you didn't ask me.
Well, you're sure it ain't December?
Of course it ain't December. How could August be December? What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, take a look at this. From John B. Weaver in St. Louis. I just got it at the post office.
Well, Robbie, where'll I get me bread?
$500. A check for $500.
Well, I could certainly faint.
Well, wait a minute. Before you faint, I want to read you the letter.
Yeah, read it. Go on, read it.
Dear Mr. Armstrong, I learned from Constable Jones of Ozark, Missouri, your unfortunate loss of the money you earned by saving my little daughter, Alice. At the request of my daughter, I am enclosing a check to cover the amount so that you will have the benefit of the reward you so richly deserve.
Well, Robbie, he paid you once. You can't take that.
Will you listen to the rest of it?
Go ahead.
Constable Jones expects to recover the original money any day and will turn it over to me. So please do not hesitate to accept this advance. My daughter Alice has never stopped talking about you and Mr. Gleason and sends her love to both of you. Signed, John B. Weaver.
Well, for pity's sake, well, what's the answer?
The answer is that we got a check for $500 and we ain't going to insult Mr. Weaver and hurt the feelings of that sweet little kid Alice by sending it back.
Robbie, it certainly is a funny thing with us. One day we're paupers and the next day we're knee-deep in dough.
Ain't it the truth? Well, now what will we do?
Well, what do you usually do with a check for $500?
Well, you cash him, I guess.
You guess? Don't you know? And here, Mr. Armstrong, is a bank. And wait a minute.
What's the matter?
How much money have we got in cash?
We got $4 and something.
Well, before we cash that check, we'd go into this barber shop and come out like a couple of guys that was used to cashing $500 checks.
That's a good idea, Jimmy.
It certainly is.
Certainly is.
Enter, Mr. Armstrong.
After you, Mr. Gleason.
Gentlemen, right this way. Two chairs waiting.
Well, that's certainly a break.
Yes, haircut, shave, shampoo, shine, manicure.
Wait a minute. One thing at a time.
Yes, sir.
I'll have a shave, a shine, and a shampoo.
And what will you have?
Oh, give me the same.
Yeah, will you have a manicure?
Do I look like a guy that would have a manicure?
Well, some do and some don't, so I ask them all.
Go on, Jimmy. Have a manicure. We gotta look classy.
All right.
Gladys. Oh, Gladys.
And her name is Gladys. First Violet, now Gladys.
Yes, Mr. Chaparro.
Manicure for the gentleman.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Nothing.
Is that your beard, Jimmy?
No, it ain't my beard, Robbie. It's Scram trying to get in through the screen door.
Oh, excuse me.
And besides, your chin don't look like no powder puff.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, give me your hand.
What?
The lady wants to hold hands with you, Jimmy.
Robbie.
Oh, what lovely, big, strong hands you have.
See, Jimmy, you got lovely hands.
Yeah, and I'm sort of attached to them myself.
Oh, you're too funny for words.
You know something, Jimmy?
What?
We ought to take Gladys along with us for our audience.
Yeah, if we had 100 like her in Altoona, we'd have been a riot.
Say, Gladys, I see by the paper you got a fair in town.
Oh, no, we haven't.
Oh, yes, you have. The paper says fair today and tomorrow.
Hey, will you take that brush out of my mouth?
Oh, pardon, sir. You're so funny, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're so funny, he wants to choke you.
Oh, mister, you're so,
so funny. So funny. Yeah, sure.
Here you are, sir. Now then, a shampoo?
Yeah, and don't forget the shine.
And what else will you have?
I'll take the same, mister, with a little witch hazel for a chaser.
Not yet, Gladys, not yet. Don't waste your giggle on him.
All right.
Jimmy, when you come out from behind them whiskers, you certainly are a handsome-looking dog.
Don't pay no attention to him, Gladys. He's just a wisecracker.
Hey, Jimmy, look. Look what time it is.
Holy smokes, it's 5 minutes to three.
And the bank closes at three. It's right next door.
Excuse us, gents, but we gotta be going.
What about the shampoo?
And what about the chain?
We'll be back later.
What's the bill?
Altogether, $1.50.
Here you are. Keep the change.
Hey, Gladys, here's a half a buck. Laugh that off.
Where's my coat?
Where's my hat?
Come on, Jimmy, hurry.
Here we are, Robbie. There's the window. Wait a minute. You gotta endorse the check first.
Huh?
You gotta write your name on the back of the check.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only bank in Santa Fe, and we don't want to make no mistakes.
Gee, Jimmy, just look at that. $500. Is that swell or is that swell?
It certainly is swell. Here, over here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the last time we was in a place like this was in Pittsburgh, huh? Remember, Jimmy?
Do I remember? And did we put on the Ritz after we got that dough?
Yeah. And remember the William Penn Hotel?
Will I ever forget it? And was we dolled up?
Yeah, and are we gonna get dolled up again after we get this dough?
Oh, boy. And does this dough come in handy?
Yeah, all we got left is about $2.
Have you got it signed yet?
Yeah, I'll finish.
Well, there's the window.
You know, Jimmy, these banks used to make me nervous, but they don't anymore.
Ah, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Nah. Here we are. Will you cash that for me, mister, please?
Yeah, $500.
That check is Mr. Weaver's in St. Louis. He's a big guy.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to have it endorsed by someone in Santa Fe.
Well, what do you mean?
Someone here will have to take responsibility for the check.
But we don't know nobody here.
I'm sorry, but I don't know you.
Well, he's Bob Armstrong, and I'm Jim Gleason.
How do you do?
I'm afraid that isn't enough.
You mean you won't cash the check?
No. Sorry.
Come on, let's go.
Well, gee, Jimmy, what do we do now?
You can search me. We got $2 in cash and a $500 check that ain't worth a nickel. Oh, look, somebody dropped a newspaper.
And we don't know a soul in Santa Fe.
This newspaper ought to tell us where to find a good place to stay.
Never mind a newspaper. Think of how we're going to get that check cashed.
Must be great to live in a town like this. Listen, Mrs. Joseph Brown gave birth to twins last night. Mother and children are doing well.
Yeah, but Gleason and Armstrong ain't doing so well.
What's this?
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. Listen.
What?
Oswald Hoffmeister, son of Herman Hoffmeister, is confined to his home, the Rancho Del Flores, with a slight illness.
Huh? What? Oswald?
Oswald! Oswald lives here.
Well, for goodness sake, Oswald.
Hey, mister, where's the Rancho Del Flores?
About a quarter of a mile north on Highway 85.
Come on, Robbie, come on.
Can you imagine that? Oswald.
Oh, boy, good old Oswald.
Good old Ozzy here in Santa Fe.
And that poor kid is sick.
Can you imagine
that? We gotta hustle right out there.
I should say we do.
Get in that car. Hold your hat.
Oh, I slammed the door.
Never mind the door, Robbie. Never mind the door. We found Oswald.